Living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores. Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Charlie. Oh, yes, you're right on time. Go ahead.
What's going on here?
I told Charlie he could come in and crow the names.
What names?
Go ahead, Charlie. You didn't finish that. He always has trouble remembering the written by names.
Written by... Get him out of here.
He has to do the directed by. Go ahead. His heart wasn't in that one.
What are you talking about?
Get dressed and I'm going to cook you a wonderful breakfast.
Spaghetti for breakfast?
If it's good enough for Dean Martin, it's good enough for you.
I'm not interested.
Do you want meat sauce or it on tomato sauce?
If you don't mind, I'll just have orange juice.
Yes, sir.
I didn't mean the orange juice on... Well, never mind. I'll get something else.
Good morning.
You clumsy old...
Oh, boy, my favorite breakfast, spaghetti with orange juice.
You see, Ab likes it.
He would, yeah. Do you think you could do anything with these?
What are they?
Eggs. You've seen eggs before?
Yes, but not like this. The ones we have, they come out of the chickens.
You think you could fry them?
Well, I could try. Mm.
Let's see what else we got.
Did Charlie come in and crow the names this morning?
Yes, and he did very well, except for the written by.
What are you two talking about?
What are you looking for?
Something to go with the eggs. What's this?
That's the Birnbacher commemorative pork package.
Commemorative pork?
I wonder why Charlie always has trouble with the written by.
They put that out in memory of Gus Birnbacher, the president and founder of the Birnbacher Pork Company, who only last week passed on to that great slaughterhouse in the sky.
What a way to go.
They don't make men like Mr. Birnbacher anymore. His was a real success story. He came to Chicago with nothing but a pig and a dream, and he ended up a multi-millionaire. Look, let me show you. This is Herman, the pig Mr. Birnbacher started his business with. It appeared on every package of pork he put out, along with his famous slogan, "If you dig pig, you'll blow your cork over Birnbacher's pork."
Ooh, that's a real grabber.
How do you want your eggs?
Over. Lisa, you're supposed to take the eggs out of the box.
Have you lost interest in the Gustav Birnbacher story?
Yes.
Mr. Birnbacher always said that he owed his success to Herman, so in gratitude he left him all his money, $20 million.
Oh, he must have been a real ding-dong.
When you have as much money as he did, it's called paranoia.
Well, whatever it was ridiculous leaving $20 million to a pig.
Why? People leave money to dogs, cats, horses.
I wonder what Herman is going to do with his $20 million.
Oh, Herman's long gone. The money goes to his heirs if they can find any. As a matter of fact, there's a big search going on right now to see if they can find any of Herman's descendants. Doggone. Can you imagine? Somewhere in this country, there's a pig worth $20 million.
From Doris. Dear Arnold and Fred, how come she always gives you top billing? Your mother's leg is improving rapidly, and I should be home in a couple of weeks. Love to you, Arnold, and best regards to Fred. 2 weeks? I better get to washing some of them dishes. Or get to that piano. None of your back talk. I promised Doris I'd have you practice 20 minutes a day while she's gone, so when she gets back from Philadelphia, you can play the Moonlight Sonata.
And now for the news. In Chicago, the lawyers for the Birnbacher estate continue their search for any direct descendant of the pig that was the famous Birnbacher trademark, Herman.
Arnold, you're supposed to be practicing... Herman. Did he say Herman?
So far, 50 pigs have claimed to be Herman's legal heir, but all have turned out to be imposters, including a fat dog who was wearing a pig suit. If there is a pig anywhere in this country who can prove he is Herman's heir, he'd better come forward. He has less than 30 days to make his claim. And now, here's tomorrow's weather report.
Seems to me my grandfather had a pig named Herman. Now, if my grandfather's pig was named Herman, that'd make you... I'm calling Doris. She knows everybody's name in the family. Hello, Sarah. Will you get me Doris in Philadelphia? Yeah.
Why, hi there, Mr. Ziffel. How are you?
Douglas.
Come on in. Well, I haven't seen you in a long time. How's...
Oh, excuse me.
You, how'd you knock on the door?
I got something real important to talk to you about.
Oh, well, why don't you sit down? Not you. Off.
Oh, hello, Mr. Ziffel.
Hello, Miss Douglas.
Hello, Arnold.
You sure do give him the blushes.
Won't you sit down?
No, she wasn't talking to you. Off.
That's all right, Arnold.
It's not all right. Now get on.
Oh, come on, Mr. Ziffel. Have you heard from Mrs. Ziffel?
Yeah, just talked to her on the phone. She's in Philadelphia.
Oh, how is your mother's leg?
Well, Doris said that it's healing up fine.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. You know, a broken leg is pretty serious.
Oh, especially at her age.
How old is she?
80.
How did she break it?
She got bumped off the track in the roller derby.
In the roller?
Yeah, that team's sure gonna miss her because she's a big point scorer. I come over here to talk to you legal. You're still a lawyer, ain't you?
Yes.
Ain't been disbarred or nothing.
No, I... What's the problem?
I think Arnold is an inheritor.
An inheritor?
What did he inheritate?
Inheritate?
Don't he know them legal terms?
Look, I assume that what you're trying to say is that Arnold inherited... he inherited... Somebody left him something.
They sure did. $20 million.
$20 million?
Now can he sit on the couch?
No. Does this have any connection with that story Eb was telling us about some nut named Birnbacher who left all his money to a pig?
Well, that guy wasn't a nut. He was a paranoid.
Well, whatever he was, you think Bacon Bait here is heir to the estate?
Yep. Doris and me think that Arnold is a direct descendant of Herman.
He's the pig that has his picture in the pork package.
Yes, I saw it.
Now, here's what I want you to do. Since I can't leave here, I want you to take Arnold, go to Chicago, do your legal stuff, get that money, and fetch it back here.
Look, I...
Be sure to count it so they don't shortchange you.
May we just slow down a minute here? You're assuming that Arnold is related to this Herman. Hmm? Do you have any proof?
We sure do. Arnold's a tail predictor.
A what?
A tail predictor. He can predict what the weather's going to be with his tail.
With his tail?
Arnold's great-grandfather Herman was also a tail predictor. He predicted the Johnstown flood.
If he knew there was going to be a flood, why didn't he warn everybody?
He tried to, but he didn't know which bus to take to get to Johnstown.
Well, that makes sense.
It doesn't make it...
Anyway, Arnold's inherited Herman's talent for predicting what the weather's going to be by tail.
I'll go pack your bag for Chicago.
I'm not going to Chicago. Because I...
love of...
Don't you want Arnold to get his inheritation?
On what basis? Just because he had a great-grandfather named Herman, how do we know it was the same Herman? Mr. Ziffel, do you have any other proof? Papers, bills of sale for Herman, anything?
Nope. All we've got's Arnold's tail.
Well, then I don't think I can help you.
Well, what are we going to do?
Try another lawyer.
Well, Arnold says he wants you. You're the only lawyer he can trust, and besides, you work cheap.
I don't work... Look, I'm sorry, Mr. Ziffel. I don't think I can handle this for you.
Well, I'm sorry, Arnold. I guess we'll have to find another cheap lawyer.
Oh, don't do that. I work on Mr. Douglas. But Oliver...
I told you I'm not getting involved.
Oh, Oliver?
No, 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 please, leave me alone. I want to finish weeding these carrots.
I'll help you.
Oh, look at the root on this weed.
That's a carrot.
Oh. Oh.
So you can't hammer the carrot.
Oliver, you could really get the money for Arnold if you tried.
Look, I'll say it once more. There is no way to get that money from the Birnbacher estate without some tangible proof that Arnold is a descendant of the pig that they used on the package.
Mr. Haney! Those are carrots!
They are? Well, you can deduct any damage I've done from my fee.
What fee?
My card.
Mr. Haney, tracer of lost pig ears. Oh.
There is your answer, Oliver. Mr. Haney can help you to find out about Arnold's ancestors.
I accept the case. Now, if I can have your check for $5,000.
What?
That's the standard pig tracer fee as set by the Pig Tracers of America. Or is it sometimes called the PTA? Can I have the money?
Stanley, how can you prove that Arnold is related to Herman?
It's simple. I use the blood sample comparison method. Now, if you'll just step to the back of my mobile laboratory... I call it that because it was given to me by one of my grateful clients, Mo Bob.
Brother.
That's just a little joke I use before escorting people to the back of the truck. It sort of takes the tension out of the air.
It works. I don't feel as tense as I did.
There it is. The famous Buell-Wacker blood comparer.
That's one of those fortune-telling machines you find in a...
May I introduce my assistant, the wax model of Cornelia Buell-Wacker, who invented the machine.
How do you do?
What are you saying?
Now, this machine works on the theory that blood is thicker than water. Now, by placing a sample of the Tracy's blood into the machine, then... putting a dime into the slot, and automatically, the machine will match up the blood of the tracee and the tracer. Now, since Arnold is a member of the hog family, Miss Buell-Wacker has been programmed for pig blood, which, as you know, contains 40% more suet than human blood.
Mr. Haney, if you don't get that Penny Arcade machine out of here...
Penny Arcade? I believe I detect a tear in Miss Buhlwacker's eye. Hey, if you're not interested in the scientific approach, how about a reliable witness who can testify that he knows positively that Arnold is a direct descendant of Herman?
And who would that be?
My card.
Mr. Haney, professional pig witness.
For $10,000, I will be willing to get on the witness stand and swear under oath that I know for a fact that Arnold is Herman's great-grandson.
Oliver, give him the money.
Lisa, that'd be perjury.
It would? Well, in that case, my fee would be $20,000.
Goodbye, Mr. Haney.
Oh, come on, Cornelia. I'll take you back to the arcade before they miss you.
Drucker?
Morning, Mr. Douglas. Shall I fill her up?
Huh?
Check the oil?
Well,
I'm just practicing. This is where I'm going to build my gas station.
Oh, wow.
You don't think it'll be too close to the lunchroom, do you?
What lunchroom?
The one I'm building right next to the souvenir stand.
What souvenir stand?
For the tourists who'll be flocking here to Arnoldville.
Arnoldville?
Yeah, we're renaming the town. It's the least we can do for our wealthiest citizen.
Oh, Mr. Drucker, before you change anything...
Oh, I'm glad you came. I got something inside I want to show you.
Uh-huh.
How do you like them?
What are they?
Well, this is the official Arnold Ziffel piggy bank. I had Arnold plastered and scaled down to size.
That's the...
Go and order 10,000 of them. Arnold's promised to autograph them for me.
Look, Mr. Drucker...
And this is a people bank.
A people bank?
Yeah, well, I figure a lot of tourists will be bringing their pigs with them, and I don't think a pig would want to buy a piggy bank.
So you're going to sell them a people bank?
Right. Now, this is the same kind of football that Arnold uses when he plays with the kids at school. It's made out of plastic. He's real sensitive about using pigskin.
Well, I can see where he would be.
I'm ordering 5,000 of them.
Well, look, Mr. Drucker, aren't you jumping the gun a little?
Oh, I want to get in on the ground floor. This town is going to see the biggest pig boom in history.
Mr. Drucker, it hasn't been established yet that Arnold is the legal heir to the Birnbacher fortune.
Oh, well, we ain't worried about that with you handling things for him. You're the best pig lawyer in town.
I am not a...
Oh, by the way, when you're in Chicago with Arnold, maybe you could stop in at the Novelty House and...
I'm not going to Chicago.
What?
I'm not getting involved in this.
What?
I have not accepted Arnold as a client.
What?
Will you stop saying what?
Why?
Mr. Drucker.
Mr. Douglas, how can you do this to Hooterville?
I'm not doing anything to Hooterville.
You're flushing it down the drain.
Mr. Drucker, an attorney has a right to accept a client or not, as he wishes.
No, not in Hooterville. In Hooterville, you're either for Hooterville or you live in Pixley.
Look, now,
see. Now, take my advice, Mr. Douglas. Either change your mind or start packing.
I am not changing my mind, and I am not packing.
Doggone. Just when the auto club was going to put Hooterville on their road maps.
Howdy, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, hi.
Arnold's been waiting for you. He's all packed for Chicago.
I'm not going to Chicago. Look, yeah, forget Arnold. Get out in the field and finish weeding those carrots.
There's no sense in me walking all the way out there when it's going to pour any minute.
Who said that?
Arnold's tail. See, it's all curly. That means rain.
Well, I'm sorry to disagree with it, but the Weather Bureau says no rain in sight for the next month. Now get to work.
But, Mr. Douglas, Arnold's...
I don't want to hear any more about Arnold, his tail, or Chicago. Lisa!
Oh, Oliver, where you find your suitcase?
Who left that there?
Well, I packed it for you for your trip to Chicago.
I'm not going to Chicago.
Well, then you better take your suitcase and move to Pixley.
All this fuss over a stupid pig.
Have you got $20 million?
No.
And you call him stupid?
He hasn't got $20 million.
Well, he would if you wouldn't pull this fink act.
Look, how many times do I have to tell you that... Now what? Come in!
Hi, Mr. Douglas.
Mr. Kimball.
Well... I'll get right to the point.
What Point?
Oh, no, I believe it's West Point. Yeah, that's where they train.
Mr. Kimball, what did you want to see me about?
See you about?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Well?
Oh, the town council has appointed me a committee of one to come over and, no, they appointed me a committee of three.
I wonder what happened to the other two fellows.
Well, whatever I am, I'm here.
For what?
Oh, to get you to change your mind about going to... Where were you supposed to go again?
Chicago.
Oh, yes. To get you to go to Chicago to get... What were you supposed to get again?
To get Arnold's money. But I'm not going.
Well, the town council told me that if I couldn't get you to change your mind, I was to deliver the following message. Following message.
What is the message?
Gee, I forgot. Can I use your telephone to call a council?
Help yourself.
To what?
The phone!
Oh, won't you need it anymore?
Bye, Mr. Kimball.
Oh, well, goodbye, Mr.,
This town is unbelievable. Hey, what are you packing for?
If you won't take Arnold to Chicago, then I'm going to take him there to get his inheritation.
How can you get it? It requires a lawyer.
I've been married to one long enough to know all the tricks of the trade. I know how to tell the loops from the holes and the whereases from the wherefores.
All right. Go ahead. Make a fool of yourself.
You'd let me do that?
I always have. No, I mean, look, Lisa. There's absolutely no proof that Arnold is the pig they're looking for. But if it'll make you happy, I'll call the Bernbacher lawyer in Chicago, and I'll talk to him about Arnold.
Oh, well, that would be wonderful. And don't forget to take your umbrella. Arnold Steer says it's going to rain.
Oh, pussycat.
Charles Gerber speaking.
Are you the attorney for the Bernbacher estate?
Yes, I am.
Well, my name is Douglas. Oliver Wendell Douglas. And I'm calling you about Arnold Ziffel. You see...
Who is Arnold Ziffel?
Oh, he's a pig. And he might possibly be the heir that you're looking for.
Oh, is this your pig?
Oh, no, no, no. I'm an attorney.
Oh, you're the pig's lawyer.
Well, not exactly. Fred Ziffel...
Is that Arnold's brother?
Oh, no, no, no. Fred's Arnold's father. Well, anyway, he came over and he asked me if I would...
And this... Fred is a talking pig.
No, he's a talking man. Well, Mr. Gerber, if you'll just allow me... Oh,
darn it. Now what?
It's starting to rain. I'm getting all wet.
Oh, your roof leaks.
No, I'm calling from the top of a telephone pole.
The top of a...
Yeah, that's where our telephone is.
Is it cheaper that way?
No, it...
Oliver! Oliver, it's raining!
I know.
I thought...
Oh, you and that dumb tail.
I beg your pardon?
No, no. I was talking to my wife. She thinks Arnold can predict the weather with his tail.
With his tail? Mr. Douglas, what would you say if I told you that Herman, the Bernbacher pig, had the same talent for predicting the weather with his tail?
You mean you think it's possible that Arnold is...
He might just be. Now, I suggest that you get the Ziffels to bring Arnold here to Chicago, and we'll discuss the matter further.
Well, Fred can't leave his farm because his wife is in Philadelphia.
Mr. Douglas, will you bring the pig to Chicago?
Look, Mr. Gerber, I'm getting soaked, and...
Mr. Douglas, we're anxious to get this estate settled.
All right, I'll bring him. Goodbye.
Next week, we take Arnold to Chicago to claim his $20 million. See what money will do even for a pig.
Take Mr. Ziffel to the royal suite.
Yes, sir. May I have your bag, Mr. Ziffel?
See what happens when a beautiful girl is caught taking a bath.
Hello, dear.
And see Arnold's new wardrobe made for him by Al Capone's old tailor. All this and more next week on Greenacre. ¶¶ has been a Filmways presentation, darling.